Albert Einstein once famously said, "If bees were to disappear off the surface of the planet, then man would only have 4 years left to live." His prediction became the battle cry for people who advocate on behalf of nature, specifically apiculturalists and other pollinator protectors around the world, to combat the rage of chemical corporations and pesticides. The only problem is, well, he never said it. It was a fabrication of the media, a conjuring of propaganda to sway public opinion in the favor of the beekeepers, a noble pursuit for certain, but one that nonetheless was co-opted by the online media world and became a viral sensation all its own. Even though it's a classic urban myth, it's also classic cultural entomology. Because this emerging third branch of insect studies doesn't just look at the facts and the figures and the science. It also explores the bridge between the science and the humanities, the arts, the social studies of what makes us tick, what makes us buzz, and what makes us fly as modern human beings. This is E. Emmett Brady, once again, your host and creator of the Insect News Network. And on today's show, I look at media misinformation. I delve into the power of media, both traditional and emerging media, to spread both lies and truisms about bugs. I look at GMO, that's genetically modified organism propaganda, and the numerous falsehoods spread by sensationalized media about insects and spiders, and how they get more often misrepresented than not. I explore some of the more queasy topics, especially about the spread of diseases by mosquitoes, ticks, and bedbugs. I also look at entomological warfare, like Operation Big Buzz, and a bit about the history of Plum Island Research Center, the reputed source of Lyme disease. I talk about the future of digital cameras and how the eyesight of those amazing jumping spiders, the Salticidae, is changing how you take pictures as well. The show also gets a report from field correspondent Jared Heifetz. To hear the full show, join us at insectnewsnetwork.com and type in number 33, that's #33, in the search bar. And be sure when you're there to tell us how you think and how you feel about our six- and eight-legged friends, only on the Insect News Network.